Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come unto me, Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Father, thank you for your word today. We ask for mercy and for grace to receive your word, the engrafted word that is able to change us from within. We ask for mercy to receive your word and to make changes where necessary. Let your word comfort like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven, and let your people be truly fed by the very words that come from your mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, when man fell from the garden, the primary indicator that characterized that fall was struggle. When man fell at the garden, he started sweating. Before that period, man did not sweat. So when Jesus said, "Come unto me," it was a very bold statement, a clarion call. He did not take out any category of persons. Jesus did not say, "Come to me, but go to the world for the final answer." He said, "Come to me," and that's it. He said, "If you come to me, if you knew who was asking you for a cup of water, you would have reversed your request by asking for the waters of life." So it seems that the reason why many of us are not really able to come into the things of God is that we don't even know who we are dealing with. When it has to do with God, we have a mental understanding, we have a level of perception, but when it really gets down to it, when we are standing at the edge, we really don't know that with a rod of stick, God can part the oceans. Or maybe I should say we don't expect it. We don't think that, because it could be a complex problem, we don't think that we are good enough for God to stop everything he's doing to come and part the ocean. So we read about it in the books and we hear other testimonies from people in the US, in the UK, but somewhere in our mind is only a wish which we know God will not, honor. There's a complex problem. That inferiority complex, that feeling of I am not enough, I am not able. Men have it and women have it. Yes or yes? When a man is without money, you might be meeting the most humble man on the planet, but he could also be the most angry man. That's why you find that when people become rich, the first thing they do is they change where they live. "We are going to buy a car." There was a car I wanted to buy like 4 years ago. So my wife said, she's not here, she said the only condition to buying this car is that we have to move out of our house. I said, it doesn't mean anything. She said, lie. So I had to abandon the project. Because moving is not easy. I want you to think about it. Because some of you think, oh, those rich people, they are wicked. No. The moment you get to a point, your body and your mind must travel together. Where is it in your life where you have unrest? Your soul. Your soul. Your body may be okay. You may be speaking in tongues, firing on all cylinders, but in your soul, there is unrest. Where is my house rent going to come from? Why am I always praying? Seeing, I pray and I have visions for people around me, but as it pertains to my own situation, it seems as if the heaven is silent. Why is it that there is no clear position of certainty and assurance when it comes to my case? But it seems like the Lord would be so disposed to speaking about other people, but at some point, even as a prophet, you are not too sure. One of the ways you can determine that the glory has lifted is when rest is taken away. Yes. Don't look for clouds. Because some people are, when you pray, you are imagining clouds. Don't go far. The moment you can look inside your spirit and you notice a very quiet disturbance, where the rest of God, in the midst of all that, you know, you can be going through a whole lot and you are calm. Are you with me? Yeah. Can be going through a whole lot and you are calm. And you don't really know what is going to happen, but you are calm. And that rest is not from you. It's from the Spirit of God. You just know your tomorrow is going to be all right. And there's, for some reason, it's just there. And you are not allowing that situation to define you. But you may be putting on a very solid cloth as a guy. But you are poor. And that's why I said to you that both men and women have it. Because when a man becomes very, very rich, one of the things you first see is arrogance. When Adam fell from grace, when he fell from the presence of God, God spoke some very clear words into his life. Say from today. Before now, because you have not been aware that everything going around you is a product of my grace. You've not been aware. So it seems to be like your usual. You think that the reason why you've not gone to the hospital for 2 years is because you are working in divine health. I've been hearing people preaching for 5 years, 7 years. I've not been sick. Like, wow. Ah, God, when will I be like this? We have to be very careful. Because sometimes you may be enjoying a measure of God's grace and not even realize that it's not your prayer life. It's not that kurumu jeje thing you call quiet time that is sustaining your spirit. That the reason why you are still standing is because God has not permitted the enemy to test you. You are not that strong. You are not, or you want to claim you are stronger than Job. Or you want to claim you are stronger than Moses when he was tested, misbehaved, and lost his ministry. Do you know it was the same set of people that Job, that Moses was interceding for, that made God turn his back on him? The same people he prayed and interceded for. Ah, oh my God. You have to be careful. You need more caution than zeal. You need more caution. Trying to restrain yourself. Because once you enter the overdrive, nobody can pull you back. Most likely you will drag that person, so they will just leave you and use your case to advise others. Adam didn't know that his anointing was not a product of anything except God's desire. God just desired that Adam should not struggle. And Eve didn't think she was balling, because for her, she has not even started flying aircraft and all. So she was still waiting to ball. She an ungrateful spirit. It was when they fell that God began to explain certain things. Say, from today. You see all these things you eat free of charge, yeah? You will work for it. Then it started coming home. The chickens started coming home to roost like, oh, so I'm actually supposed to be working before I eat. Oh. Unfortunately, you can't throw up what you swallowed. Say you will sweat. You will have to wait for 6 months, 7 months to see the result of the seed you sowed. Say you think you are wise. Let me explain your situation. Having children would have just been like going to the shopping mall and coming back with a basket of twins. It would have been so easy. But now, first trimester, you will cry. You will sweat. You will be in pain. Your husband too, his faith to be tested. That man who thinks he has a very powerful prayer life. Then when you start screaming, his faith will leave him and leave doubt. Have you ever prayed and you felt God was going, the more you prayed, he was going far away? Who knows what I'm talking about? Some of you have, you always experience God. No. You pray and there is no sense of my son, I'm here. My daughter, I'm here. So we are talking about a particular element. The ability to sleep in the midst of crisis. That one is only given by God. Scripture says, those that believe shall not make haste. Are you with me? Say, those that believe shall what? Not make haste. Which means the moment I feel the propensity to step out and be fast because I need to gain momentum, the Lord said it is a clear sign that I have no faith. Or the faith I claimed I found when I waited on the Lord, I didn't really lay hold on it. I need you to pay attention to what I'm sharing with you, because some of you are looking for fantastic things. But for you to prosper in the discipleship of nations, the will of the Lord must first prosper in your life. On a personal scale. Because if the devil comes after your ministry and he can't get you, he will go for your personal life. And that's why when we have some of these at 6:30 a.m. prayers, so let's pray for our pastor. Some of you don't appreciate it. Eh? But I do. And this is my way of explaining it. On a scale of a battery life of 100%, if you are 50, you can manage your battery for like 2-3 days. If you go on battery saver mode, right? Battery saver mode. There's this particular function on, I think, Vivo phone and Redmi. It's like a super saver. It just disables all the major apps and leaves your... So you could be like that for a week. You won't need to charge your phone. So you are using your own anointing for yourself. But the pastor is on 50%. That's a death sentence. Are you with me? I say you are on 50% as a pastor. That's a death sentence. Because between when you come to church and preach and go back, you are down to 30 or 20. Then you get home. My wife, if you ask me, she just realized I'm not even talking again. I just look the other. The energy to even respond has been taken away. It's a spiritual thing. You are flat inside. I can't even argue. I can't fight. I'm down. So there are indicators. You begin to look at your level of crankiness. You become very cranky. Touchy. Very touchy. Yeah, that battery is down. Then if you are still on BlackBerry, the network goes off. Ah, are you here now? The signal bar, network signal bar, it gives you an X. That means in that state, if you pray, you cannot hear anything. Are you here? I say if you pray, even if the Lord is standing here, you cannot discern. So spiritual things are optimally executed in a state of rest. You can only discern very powerful spiritual things when your spirit and your soul are synchronized in one state, which is called rest. Very important. Oh, is it the will of God? Is it the will of God? Is it the will of God? Just keep that thing in front of you and enter into rest concerning it. Very soon, the true character of that thing will unveil itself. Because even Satan cannot be an angel of light for 24 hours. We have to. And that's why. Are you listening now? Are you here now? That's why it is patience that unmasks the face of the enemy. There are certain things you pray that lie. You will never know it's the devil. But the moment you tell yourself, I'm not rushing. Then you say, oh guy, you need to buy this thing now. Oh guy, if somebody comes, I will sell it. Oh, you begin to, somebody is trying to pressurize you to move now. The moment you see that, he has failed the litmus test. It is patience. I went to pray for you, an elderly woman in Ibadan. Her husband lives in the UK. So she gave me a room in her house. I went there with one of our pastors here. So we slept at the house. So we had a night session together. We were just talking. I was meeting her for the first time. And then she was talking to me about the importance of following the will of God. Because sometimes when we talk about the will of God, we are always looking at, they are speaking Christianese. Listen, in the kingdom of darkness, there's something that is known as the will of Satan. It's not just every kingdom you go, there is an authentic template that they are following. It's called the will. It's not something like, when Satan tells you, do what you like. Freedom. Freedom is not free. Even in Freetown. Even in America, it's not free. This woman said to me that she was in Port Harcourt and they were this particular sister in church. And please, I want you to pay attention to me. Everybody can be looking at my face, but not everybody is listening. And I'm not giving you words of advice. I'm not very good at advising people. So you need to hear what I'm saying. The lady had done her introduction. And after the introduction, she started having this, don't get married. She was a member of the prayer team. She went to the pastor. I don't feel like getting married again. This is Satan. This is the devil. Went to her parents. Nobody will take the day of my joy. We have rented stadium. So the mother, nobody will spoil the day of my joy. We have prayed. We have fasted. The boy came and was begging. My concern is, how can God be so silent, yet so very loud to some people? The pastor missed it. The prayer team where she belongs missed it. Her own parents missed it. Because the moment your emotions are clouded, you can't see spiritually again. So I don't blame. When you see some lady, you say, they are not very emotional. I understand. To be accurate in the spirit, your emotions have to be caged. You only release it when you've checked the constellations and you see that the coast is clear. You can release it for 5 minutes. So, and pastor, I like her, but she's always blank. She's not. My brother, it's for your own sake. If she shows you what she has inside, you will not be a Christian again. So let her be like this, for the sake of your eternal redemption. Say, pastor, I don't know. She's just always serious. It's for you. If you know where Jesus picked her from, you will not be. Just marry her. You understand? You see that emotion, you will see it, but marry first. You are looking for an emotional pain. You want to feel like an relationship. They will remove your name from a book of life. The lady kept insisting. Prayer teams gathered, started doing VG. Every spirit, every this. The brother came. Did I do something wrong? He said, it's not you, it's me. We'll figure it out. Let's just marry. The guy said no. No. She became ostracized in that church. The day of the wedding came, she refused to show up. 3 months after the supposed day, the guy died. How do you explain? What plead ye? Guilty or not guilty? There are some of the people who poke nose in church. Ah, Sister Ineka, hey, thank God for you. Hey, they could not say publicly. Hey, how did you know? Hey, the indicator of, one of the major indicators of life in any church is the degree of people who have the ears of God, who God can speak to, not that God is talking to pastor. Yes. When we have ushers whose ears are sharp, it's not that you want to be a pastor. I'm talking about your life. Because sometimes when people are spiritual, they think they want to become pastors. So who will go and defeat those lawyers who wear charm and wear their regalia and go to the courtroom? Who will answer them? Who will go to the police force? Do you know that Daniel was a politician? Daniel never preached in any church. He was a prophetic intercessor. And yet so accurate. God is not religious. So. This religion, it was in your hand, they found it. Come on, are you here? Come on, say rest. Spiritual things, you can only grow in them when you monitor the state of your heart. It must be at a particular frequency. You already know that once you hit 50%, it's a danger. You must understand your anointing. You must understand the composition of your spirit, the nature that your spirit responds to. Some people may be doing 20% and doing energy saver. You know for you, because of what you have to deal with, you cannot afford 50. You know. And they that compare themselves with others are not wise. A lot of people are just going about because there's no problem yet. There's no problem yet. Did David imagine that day he was taking food to that he will face Goliath? You prepare ahead. That's the only way to keep the peace around the gate. By constantly preparing. Who ever thought, why can't the U.S. go against Russia? Because Russia is ready to die. U.S. is not. When somebody is ready to die, don't fight that kind of person. Why is everybody being careful around one person? They know the guy is sick. The guy has cancer. But he's throwing missiles to the neighboring country. But he has cancer. They know. They know he's a troublemaker. And he doesn't talk much. Have you seen him talk since they started? He's the other one that is giving press conference. You are weak. You are weak. Whoever has to do too much talking is weak. That's why I tell you, when you pray, go on your knees before God when you are in your room. I call it the covenant of your knees. So that you won't kneel before men. And say, please, sir. Please, sir. It's my daughter. She needs admission. Hey! When you pray, stand before God. So you won't stand before the court of men and they will judge you. Nobody will tell you this one. The Bible says Jesus got to the Garden of Gethsemane and went on his knees. Hey! Which kind of faith did we receive? That we are free in the spirit? It doesn't matter. Check the one you are following. Look at the way he approached his father. The Bible says even though he was God, he did not consider that familiarity. When he wanted to approach God, he approached him as a servant. Even though he was co-equal, which means to be co-equal means everything he can do, you can do. He's a co-creator. If Jesus decides to rebel today, He will create an imbalance in the universe, because everything his father can do, he can do. So the only way to maintain the balance is to, because there can only be one king. You may be smarter than your husband, you don't mean jack. The only way to maintain the balance and the peace is for one person to submit. So God gave each partner the task that was most difficult. You submit. Because it doesn't come natural. Especially if you are a high achiever as a woman. You love. Because men can be with you and not love you. He gave each one the most difficult task. So that you will not come to him and say, Father, I receive grace for this ministry. Because loving one woman can be very hard. Not because it's hard, but because for a man, variety is the spice of life. So the true measure of a man is not actually love, it's faithfulness. Because a man can love you and have women outside and love them too. A man can even have other women and not even love them, but spend more time with them. So the issue of rest that Adam became conflicted with was the issue of a relationship that became endangered when a third party, the serpent, became involved. If only Eve had said, let my husband come. I know God said something, but I'm not sure. Then the serpent would have revealed his true nature. Because he cannot sustain that appearance for a long time. So he kept putting pressure. We have 2 minutes to close this. Kept putting pressure on her. Kept putting pressure on her. The moment the balance of peace in her soul was destabilized, she lost track of spiritual things. And then she began to even see that the fruit was good. Tell your neighbor, protect your peace. Please let me preach to your neighbor, protect your peace. So when man fell from the garden, he fell from the rest of God. That peace of God, that thing that is a preserve of God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that we must labor to enter into his rest. Because there were some who failed in that enterprise. They were not able to enter into the rest. And then he gave us the key to entering into his rest. He said, for those of us who believe that for us, we have entered into what? His rest. That means that to enter into the rest of God, what do I need? Faith. I need what? Now, can you now see that the faith you need to become a child of God, that definition of faith now changes as you progress in your growth. There is a faith that some people only understand when we speak about miracles. That is one level, and it's a very low level. Are you here now? I said the faith for miracles is a what? You also need a level of faith for the salvation of the soul. Father, I believe in the name of Jesus that Jesus... That's why some people can say that confession prayer and they are not born again. It's possible to say the sinner's prayer and not be born again. Even if your pastor says, today you are not a child of God, go and sin no more. Because to be born again requires revelation. Are you here? I said to be born again requires what? Revelation. The Son of God must be cast before your face as the Lamb of God. Are you blessed? Huh? The Lamb of God must be cast. You must see him. That, he was crushed for my infirmities. By his stripes I was made. Then you now, from today, based on that revelation, I give my entire life, my essence, my being. That means you are giving him permission to use your life in any way he sees fit. How many believers are at that point now? Where the Lord can interject whatever they are doing. They are deadline. You're supposed to pray for 1 hour. Then the Lord comes in 2 minutes to the end of that 1 hour and says, stay here. I need you for another 30 minutes. How many people can the Lord interject when even the heavens are even happy that you managed to do 1 hour? They are even happy that today, finally, you made up to 58 minutes. There are people the Lord cannot interject. I'm telling you, I'm trying to draw your attention to why the regime of rest and peace is not stable. Why many only experience this peace when they are in church? When the choir is ministering? When the presence of God is everywhere, they experience it. They go home and it seems like there's a regime of turmoil. And they are unable to pierce the darkness. The writer of Hebrews said that those who believe have what? Have entered into the rest of God. Now stay with me. Faith cometh by what? Please give me that scripture. Romans 10:17. I want to show you a mystery. Then give me the other scripture. I think that should be Jude 1:7. Now, look very carefully at your screen. How does faith come? Look at it very well. Faith is coming. That means it's coming from somewhere. Right? Are we together? Now, how does faith come? By what? You guys are not preaching, no. By hearing and what? By two immutable things by which God cannot lie. That means if the Lord begins to deal, stay on that scripture. If the Lord begins to reveal something to me a first and a second time, it's because of the weight of transaction that is about to happen. There's a level of emphasis that the Lord begins to place when he begins to speak once and you are hearing twice. Are you still here? Are you still here? I think I've lost some of you. So faith cometh by hearing and what? And hearing. That means there is the first hearing in your spirit, then there's the second hearing in your soul. Because where you normally will struggle, the word of God is in your soul. You don't really have, your spirit really has a problem with, oh, le mahara le fasialo no bosetali fisano lotopia. Your spirit most likely will respond, ela hasovedia, and respond to God. The moment your eye clears, and you now look at the interpretation of Esovele Mesorotasia, and then you see this brother. Hey! Because what state are you from, sir? Osu state. She is from Zamfara. Your mother, your own mother, will not hear of it. You didn't even go to Kogi, Lokoja. What's that popular local government in Kogi state? There's one, we have a few popular. Where is the dancing, that dancing senator from? No, not the Oshun, So there are some, you didn't even go towards Okene. You went to Zamfara. Then they say, how I say, hey, salam alaikum. My son, are you sure? Say that's the one I love. Hey, we are not talking love. We are not talking love. We are talking about eternity. You understand? We are not talking love. We are talking about eternity. You are looking at the potential battle that can arise as a result of your family, not you. You may be a good person, but your family. So it's easy for anybody to say, oh, Rehali Kamezaviala. And everybody speaks in tongues. Everybody has dreams. Everybody sees visions. Some people, when they come here and tell me the visions they had, even me, I've not had that kind of vision before. I'm not joking. It's all, the only thing is just for me to kneel down and then you anoint me. Because your level is on the very high, but our level of surrender. Different. Because surrender is not far from peace. So when you bend to him, then he gives you a mark. It's called rest. You'll be in the midst of lions like this. You will sleep. You will sleep and snore. The lions that were supposed to devour you become the emblems of protection. The day those who were expecting to hear you have been disgraced finally show up in that office, then they find that the lions were waiting for them, not you. If Daniel was waiting to pray before the lions devoured him, it would have been too late. Father, look at these lions. They are throwing me. They are throwing me. They are throwing me. Hori Baba. Hori Baba. Motilo. I've gone. No. Then you open your eye and you are in heaven. You pray those prayers before the day of trial. That is why you are able to walk in rest. Give me that scripture again. Faith cometh by the hearing, and the hearing, what are you hearing exactly? The word of God there means the will of God and the revealed intention of God. So when I hear it, the evidence that I have received something is that an allocation of faith will be what? Will be given. Everybody has the capacity to believe, right? Everybody, there's what we call the human faith. Everybody has the capacity to believe that good things can happen to them. But that faith may not be rooted in revelation. That is the difference. So he said, faith comes by hearing. As you are listening to me now, you have to look beyond the person and the voice to pick the word of God. The evidence that you have found it is that faith is allocated. So which means everybody claims to have faith, but not all men have the faith of God. Are you seeing here? That ability to look into your future and see nothing but the will of God. The ability to look into your future, and this is not gaming. This is not playing some kind of foul game. This is you at your lowest ebb. And all you see is that God took over. That's all you see. Ah, won't you go there? Won't you do this? And many times that rest will be evidenced by a song. I say many times. That rest, the fruit of that rest will be what? A song. It's a song of the Spirit. I'm not talking about the song you sing when you are doing evening devotion. It will be your own song. Sometimes you will sing that kind of song out of your dreams. Sometimes it may be a song you came to church and you hear somebody singing and the song just talked to your spirit, and then you are getting up out of the bed and you are just singing, the one I love is ever before me. It seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love. You are in the midst of problem. You don't know what's going to happen when you get to the office, but there's a song in your spirit. And that is your transport system. That's the allocation of faith for that morning to carry you. It's going to take you to the end of the journey. The one I love, oh,
before me, it seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love.
The one I love, oh.
Upon my heart, I live for the one I love.
Listen, what I'm sharing with you is how to gain victory on a daily basis. Because some people, they stumble into the place, they stumble into the presence of God, but there is actually a science to God's presence. When the Lord is not leaving us in doubt as to how to approach Him. Say, when you come before my presence with what? With thanksgiving, and before my court with what? The court is where cases are decided. The court is where the guilty can be suddenly made to be righteous. But the Lord said, when you approach my court, don't come just because of what I've done. Come because of who I am. That's praises. Who I am. That's why you find that even in the occult realm, all those incantations, when you really analyze it, it is extraying the power of that altar, the power of that idol, that there's a smaller boy here trying to disgrace you. Arise now and defeat him. That is all it's about. You come before the throne of God, you are messed up and you are depressed. You know you've not been able to pray. You know there seems to be some battle against your mind. You know that despite all the words the Lord has said to you, there seems to be a contention, a battle in your mind that you cannot even explain because people will not understand. And all, they are probably going to tell you it is well. So you are standing there and you begin to sing your song as you journey into the court of heaven. It's not a rush, it's a process. You are just journeying there. Because the sign of breakthrough is the consistent allocation of rest and the joy of the Lord that is being given to you. And don't think it is the song you are singing. I want you to understand that as the Lord begins to allocate layers of joy and rest to you, it is a sign
telling you, you are making progress. That whatever it is you are doing, continue. So you need to stay there and begin to sing and begin to rejoice. You come this time as a worshiper. Because sometimes you pray, but you met with resistance. But before he's caught, in the holiest of all, there's no prayer. There's no fall down and die. But you have the worship of God. So you come in there with your song. You are not coming because you like that song. You are coming because that is the allocation that has been dispensed to you by the Holy Spirit as a transport system to take you all the way. So when you wake up, you must ask the Lord, what is our song for today? You need it, oh. You need it. You need it. You need it. If not, you're going to get out there and people will use experience to silence your prophecy. Say there was a man that came some time ago and he tried to do something like this. Eventually, the thing did not work because people in this area, they don't really respond. I'm talking to you about how to lay altars. Your voice must not be strange in the realm of God. Yes. We are talking about rest. Stay with me for 1 minute. Look at that scripture. It says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Question again, how does faith come? Now, do you agree, according to the book of Romans, that there is what is known as the measure of faith? Are we together? Which means we may pray the same hours, but the allocation of faith given to us may not be the same. Stay with me. When you receive the word of the Lord, was faith allocated? According to that scripture, was faith allocated? But did the Bible tell us about the measure that was allocated? It only told us that faith was allocated based on the revealed word. The mistake you would make is to say, but Pastor, when you told us to wait on God for 15 hours, I did the same thing. In fact, I and Sister Tobe, we were together. We did it together. You have a wrong understanding of what we are saying. This is what I want to show you. Give me Jude. Jude 17. Jude chapter 1. I want to show you something. Are we there? 20, verse 20. Jude 1, 20. Now, I want you to look at the screen. In the book of Romans, how was faith allocated? Your faith, a certain level of faith can be allocated, but it requires building. The capacity of that faith can be very low. It may not be, the battery life may not be strong enough to power that device in your hand. It is not the allocation of faith that matters. Huh? Faith cometh by the word of God. But if you want that faith to be strong, prayer in the Holy Ghost. Please pay attention to me. Because you may go from one altar to the other. It will not violate this principle. I said, it is possible that by finding revelation, your faith is stirred up. And you have received something. I say, wow, that may just be a small ember. You have laid hold on that particular reality. It's burning. You are leaving that meeting like, oh, I think I found something. Then you went home and you are watching a reporter. The entire, you just felt like lazing around. And the ember started going off. And how you will know the ember was going off is that the joy that was given to you when you found that flame of fire was switched. You are now screaming more when you saw a reporter flying. And was like, hey! Or it could be the World Cup. And then you told your boy, go and get fuel. Go and get fuel. They go soon score. Go and get fuel. The moment you see the direction where your joy is now postured, it's a strong indicator of what is happening to you spiritually. See, there's a difference between a weight and a sin. A weight is not a sin, but it can destroy your destiny. A weight is something that is naturally permitted. You can have it. The only problem is that when you are climbing the mountain to see the Lord, you have to travel light. So the weight, that legitimate disposition, becomes a burden. Paul said, do I not have the right to lead about a wife? But it would have become a weight. Because many times they would have sent an email, or she would have seen it in the papers that Paul was dead. That criminal preaching Jesus has been killed at Ephesus. You know that story where they stoned Paul? Somebody would have snapped it, used it as cover page on Punch newspaper. So she will see the paper before she hears, and she will start crying, only for Paul to stand up again, enter the next city. So she would have had to die like several times before actually dying. So to save the sister distress, I will not marry. She would have died before Paul actually. So it becomes a weight. It becomes a problem. And that's why to be spiritual, you must always check your rest indicator. That rest indicator, the moment you notice that you are unnecessarily agitated, despite the Bible knowledge you have, something is wrong. Do you know God can do everything? But for some reason, you are agitated. That is a strong indicator. Masun. 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 Wake up. That is not the time for you to begin to say, all is well. All is not well. Because you found this revelation before, but for some reason, you are agitated. For some reason, you are agitated. Listen to me. Faith will come by the word of God. But if you want to build that faith to optimal power level, if you want to build the capacity of that faith to move from a level 5 to level 25, if you want to push that battery level from 20% to 100%, it takes... Oh my God. Stay with me. What does it take to receive faith? The word of God will come. Does that require any activity from you? The word of God came to you and faith was allocated. Did it require any major activity from you? It was all at the preserve of God. Because God could have chosen to be silent. But God ministered to you. Grace was given. Faith flowed. It didn't require any major thing from your end. It was a work of grace. But if you want to build faith, is it sinking? I say, if you want to build that faith, I've seen people who are called into the prophetic ministry, but they are on level 7, civil service. So the prophetic element in their destiny is from level 12. So when they tell people, I'm a prophet, they don't show any external signs that they could be prophets. They are not seeing visions. Even the dreams they have, they forget. There's nothing. In fact, at some point, you go to God and say, sorry, it's not compulsory for me to be a prophet, but it's just that you keep saying it, and I don't understand. I'm not trying to be one. I'm fine. I'm Brother Marcus. This is Sister Felicia. We are happy in the Lord. And the Lord said, for thou shalt arise my servant in the prophetic. God, stop saying this thing. I know they see vision. Every time I'm between prophets, I'm the only one who does not feel like a prophet. What God expects you to do is in Jude 1:20. Remalefadia, Zolebada, Raleka Votesia, Balito Kurama, Zemblefato, Ralika Zola, Ralefetumia, Leka Bazala, Ele Brigadia, in 2 years, level 7, level 8, Le Baraka, Le Vrotezeya, Le Madu Lokuba, Yali Kazala, 7 hours, Sarate Kuluta, Bande Likada, 10 hours, Sarate, Kumbra, the bar is moving little. By little, Rala Fidia, Azalada, Izobara, Eradala, Izorabea, Ivozata, Alekama, Mehokutolia, Era Liva, Ebrazea, for I build up myself in my most holy faith. My capacity to respond to the things of God is being strengthened. I'm placed on the solid rock because my faith is expanding from within. My faith for the raising of the dead is expanding from within. And you begin to pray, and you begin to pray. level 8, level 9. Baligada, Zatekaya, your checkup point is level 12. Rabaliza. Meanwhile, you might have somebody who was called as an intercessor, and she started from level 10. Her own came with visions. You are promised to be a prophet to all nations, but you started with only your prayer life. Only your prayer life. In fact, the more you pray, the drier you became. Because it seemed like God was watching you and God was not interested in you. But every time you talk to Tobe, she will say, do you know that this, when you are praying, I saw something. Hey! Tobe saw something again. Tobe, in your mind, like, God, sorry, who is the prophet? Is it Tobe? Or is it? Because every time you say, Tobe, let us pray. Father, lagabara. Say, as you are praying, I saw three angels. I saw three lampstands. I say, so there's a conflict of destiny. Then you continue praying. Then one day you went for 10 hours. 10 hours praying in tongues. Your friend invited you for 10 hours. And you are afraid. Because that time is going to move very slowly, brother. You are just there. And they told all of you, come and submit your phone on the altar. Nobody is using phone today. You drop your phone. Remove all the chairs. Remove all the chairs. If you are tired, sit on the floor. Begin to pray. No prayer point. And you begin to pray. Leparatea, Lagazata, Rabalivia, Elebokol. Already, without your own knowledge, you have hit level 10. So, somewhere in between the first 4 hours, you move to 11. And in the writings concerning you, maybe God wrote it there that your prophetic element will be activated on 12. So, you started praying. Lagabara, Zagadaya. 6 hours. 6 hours. 6 hours. Is it me? Is it my mind? Is it me? Is it my mind? Electricity surges. Then the pastor says, somebody is feeling a burning sensation. Today's one is different. Then you close your eyes. Wow! Your eyes open into another realm. And from that, you're not looking back. Listen to me. Your faith may be allocated by the heavens, but if you don't build it, if you don't build it, your faith will be crippled. Your faith will be weak. There may be a giant killer on your inside. But if David will not draw near to God, if David will not wait on God, there is a part of this matter that refers to God. There is another part of the matter that relates to you. When God allocates faith, it is the preserve of God. But when you build your faith, it is your decision. Say, build up. Build up yourself. You can only build up yourself. I say you can only build up yourself. You can only build up yourself. If you are praying with your friend and she's on her phone while you are praying in tongues, your own prayer will not help her because you build up yourself. If you are praying with someone online and the person dozes off and the person thinks she's smarter, listen to me, you are only building up yourself. This is one of the keys. The scripture said in the book of Isaiah, it said, for with a stammering tongue will I speak to these people, for this is the rest. Hey! Give me that scripture. With a stammering tongue I will speak unto it. He said, this is the rest. God refers stammering tongues. Look at that scripture. For with stammering lips and another tongue. This is the scriptural evidence for tongues. Will he speak to these people? Next verse. To whom he said. To whom he said. What did he say? This is the rest. That this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. And yet they will not hear. La marakata, zaprateya, and God calls that the rest. God calls that the rest. You are not wasting time. Rebalatosia. Zalagadi alabakaza. Rebeliva. And God calls that, welcome to the rest. Say, welcome to the rest. At this junction, we minister to you. It's like when your car is parked at the gas station and then the nozzle goes in and begins to fill you up. It is in rest and quietness that your confidence shall be. In rest and confidence shall your strength be. God was not quiet about his will for our strength and the rising in stature. But the Lord said, if you want strength, if you want strength, then pray in the spirit. This is the rest. I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name.